Well, Pope Francis did it again. He has used a term to describe homosexual people, a term that rhymes with Bob Saget's last name. Not sure if YouTube wants me to say the word, but he has said it again. We saw him say it not long ago, just a few weeks ago. We covered that, and here he is doing it again. But not only that, he quadruples down at this point with the position that people who have deep-seated inclinations, homosexual inclinations, should not be admitted to seminary. And we are also going to go over an alleged letter where Pope Francis allegedly tells a 22-year-old who is struggling with same-sex attraction that he can be admitted into seminary. We're going to cover all of that coming up next. Well, not a lot of people are reporting this yet, so this is likely the first time you're hearing about it. Pope Francis again has used an Italian slur, frociagine, I guess is how you pronounce it, an Italian slur again used to describe people who are homosexually inclined. And this time he says there's too much of that going on in the Vatican. So last time we saw him use the term, say, you know, saying there's too much of this going on in seminary. Now he's saying this about the Vatican. Now you'll recall the Vatican came out and issued an apology saying, you know, Pope Francis wasn't aware that this is an offensive term. It's used as a slur. So he apologized, but he never retracted his position, which says that, again, people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not be admitted into seminary. That's coming from a 2005 Vatican document. Pope Francis reiterated that in 2016, 2018, a few weeks ago, in 2024 this year, and again, just yesterday, once again reiterating that position. And we're going to take a look at that here in just a second. But here is a report where Pope Francis has evidently used this term again, which is interesting because, you know, he initially apologized and said, hey, I'm not intending to be offensive. You know, I want to be cognizant of people's dignity. But in other words, I meant what I said. I mean, hey, this is a problem and I'm not changing my position. I'm sorry if it was, you know, communicated in an offensive way, but it is what it is. Knowing that, he still uses the term. I don't know what that means, but it is what it is. Let me show you the report coming out of ANSA English. It notes here, Pope uses derogatory term for gays again, saying that there is too much frociagine in the Vatican. Pope Francis repeated a derogatory Italian term for homosexuality, frociagine, during a closed-door meeting with Roman priests on Tuesday. So, I mean, this just happened yesterday. So this isn't the time, again, a few weeks ago during that meeting. No, this is, again, yesterday with a meeting with a number of Roman priests. He used the word stemming from the term frocio, which translates into English as that word right there. I'm not going to say it because I think YouTube might ban the video. Last month, during a meeting with over 200 Italian bishops, referring to people with gay tendencies at Catholic seminaries caused controversy and prompted the Vatican to issue an apology. And so he said, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be offensive here. I'm not trying to use the term in any kind of offensive way. But, you know, the church's position is the church's position concerning the issue of admittance into seminary. Now, some have speculated that maybe Pope Francis himself didn't apologize and it was the Vatican on his part. I don't know. I mean, I would think that if the Vatican apologized on his part and that's made up and that's not true, I would have thought he would have came out and said, hey, no, I didn't say that. Stop speaking on my behalf. You know, so I have to assume if the Vatican says that Pope Francis apologized, I have to assume that's true unless there's really good evidence to indicate otherwise. The statement said that the Pope never intended to offend or express himself in homophobic terms, and he apologizes. So it's indicating that he apologized to those who felt offended by the use of a term reported by others. On Tuesday, the Pope said that there is an air of frociagine in the Vatican too. Sources present at the meeting said. He also reiterated that he thinks while young men and gay tendencies are good lads, it is better for them not to be admitted to seminary. So, I mean, this is consistent with his position overall. You know, the church is for everyone. You know, grace is for everybody, every single person. That doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is fit to enter into seminary. That's something else. He has, for instance, said very clearly that seminary is an ordination is for men only, not women. Does that mean that somehow women are inferior? No. It just means that there are some people who are fit for ministry and some who aren't. In fact, if you haven't seen that, let me show you where he says that in this, at this point, hopefully, famous clip.
For a little girl growing up Catholic today, will she ever participate as a clergy member in the church?
No.
He shut that down. All right, so hopefully we've all seen that clip before. So don't get it twisted. Pope Francis is saying, look, the church is for everybody. It's a field, it's a hospital for sinners. Every single person who is in need of God's grace, which is literally every single human being on earth. The church is there for them to give them a welcoming acceptance. That doesn't mean necessarily that their sin is welcome. People are welcome, not their sin. And the church is there to help them navigate the Christian walk so that they can put off sin and put on the Lord Jesus Christ in holiness. So, I mean, this is consistent with what Pope Francis has said over and over and over. You know, the church is for everyone, grace is for everyone, but ministry is for certain people who are fit for ministry. And he says that people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies are not fit for ministry. Once again, reaffirming that Vatican 2005 document. So another source reports, Reuters mentions the same story. Pope repeats gay slur in closed door meeting, ANSA reports, and it adds a little bit more information. The Pope has again used a highly disparaging word against gay people for which he had already apologized last month. Italian media had attributed to the Pope the use of the word frociagine, a vulgar Italian term roughly translates as the word that rhymes with Bob Saget's last name. On May 20th, during a closed-door meeting with Italian bishops, according to ANSA, Francis repeated the term on Tuesday, saying there is an air of that word again in the Vatican. And it was better that young men with a homosexual tendency not be allowed to enter the seminary. Asked about the latest report, the Vatican's press office made reference to a statement it had issued regarding Tuesday's meeting with a priest, in which the Pope reiterated the need to welcome gay people into the church and the need for caution regarding them becoming seminarians. So again, it doesn't seem that the Vatican is denying that he says it again. Now, again, it goes back to that 2005 document that we're going to see here in just a moment. We're going to explore that, and we are also going to explore where Pope Francis allegedly wrote to a 22-year-old who has deep-seated homosexual tendencies, from what I gather, and wrote to him allegedly and told him, hey, yeah, you know what? Church welcomes you into seminary. No problem. Pursue your vocation, which would be at odds with literally everything that Pope Francis has said for several years now. We are going to explore that here in just a moment. Let me remind everybody, however, go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. All right, continuing with a related story. Again, Pope Francis tells a group of seminarians that, you know, seminary is for people who are effectively not struggling with a deep-seated homosexual tendency. People who are struggling with that, ministry is not for them. So let's take a look at it. Let me share the Vatican and its news source. What I've uncovered, however, is that Vatican News in English doesn't report what Pope Francis actually said. But the Italian version of Vatican News does. The English Vatican News says Pope meets third group of priests of the Diocese of Rome. Pope Francis meets some 160 priests who have been ordained between 11 and 39 years at the Salesian Pontifical University. And it just talks about him being there. But it doesn't mention anything about his comments about people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not be admitted into seminary. You'll notice it's nowhere there. It's not there. Something's going on with Vatican News in English where they're not reporting this. But if you go to Vatican News in the Italian, same article, it actually does report it. So again, same thing here. Same article, but it has an extra bit here in Italian. This section, I believe it's that section. No. This section right here. And I used the handy dandy Google Translate because I don't know Italian. I don't speak that Italiano. So it says the title of the section is Admission of Homosexuals to Seminaries. And concluding, the Pope spoke of the danger of ideologies in the church and returned to the theme of the admission of people with homosexual tendencies into seminaries. He's bringing it up again. He brought it up 2016, 2018, last month, again this month. I guess this is a point he really wants people to be aware of, something he really wants to hammer home. It says, concerning the people of admission of people with homosexual tendencies into seminaries, reiterating the need to welcome and accompany them. We need to welcome them, accompany them. Jesus loves them, and they're in need of God's grace, so the church welcomes them. However, that doesn't mean we welcome sin, and it also doesn't mean that they are fit for ministry. He says we should welcome and accompany them in the church, and he reiterates the prudential indication of the dicastery for the clergy regarding their entry into seminary, which, again, that's a reference to that 2005 dicastery document. We'll take a look at it in just a second. This says, again, they cannot be admitted into seminary. So he does it again. He says it again. They can't be admitted. But I did find it odd that, again, it's here in the Italian version. It's not in the English version. I don't know what's going on. Maybe somebody dropped the ball. I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I'm not saying it's intentional. It is weird, though. I'll point that out. Okay. So let's take a look briefly at that Vatican document that Pope Francis has reiterated at least four times now, to my knowledge. Here's the key part from that document. The document is instruction concerning the criteria for discernment of vocations with regard to persons with homosexual tendencies in view of their admission to the seminary and to holy orders. As I've said before, somebody at the Vatican needs to advise them on how to write, you know, briefer titles. That was obnoxiously long. Okay. Deep-seated homosexual tendencies, which are found in a number of men and women, and what is a deep-seated tendency? It's a disposition. Are also objectively disordered. So this isn't part of creation. This isn't what God has ordered. It's actually disordered. It's actually a result of original sin. It's a result of the fall. It is not God's intended will. Are also objectively disordered, and for those same people, often constitutes a trial. You know, people who are struggling with this, it's a real trial. Such persons must be accepted with respect and sensitivity. Every sign of unjust discrimination in their regard should be avoided. They are called to fulfill God's will in their lives and to unite to the sacrifice of the Lord's cross the difficulties they may encounter. In light of such teaching that this dicastery, in accord with the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments, believes it necessary to state clearly that the Church, while profoundly respecting the persons in question, cannot admit to seminary or to holy orders those who practice homosexuality, so those who are living this lifestyle, acting on it, those who practice it, or present deep-seated homosexual tendencies. So there's a very strong tendency here, a very strong disposition. Maybe they're not acting on it, but they still have that tendency, that disposition, that orientation. They're also not to be admitted in the seminary. Or those who support the gay culture, paging Father James Mark. So it's very clear. And by the way, this is magisterial. So this is the teaching of the Church. It is authoritative. And one cannot, in good conscience, dissent from this. So those priests out there who are doing just that, subtweeting against Pope Francis, saying, hey, there's nothing wrong. I've seen all kinds of, you know, homosexual priests who are really great people. Yeah, you know what? What they're doing is they're in dissent against the magisterium. They just don't like what the Church teaches. And they're really no different than the rest of the dissenters out there. So it says such persons, in fact, find themselves in a situation that gravely hinders them from relating correctly to men and women. One must in no way overlook the negative consequences that can derive from the ordination of persons with deep-seated homosexual tendencies. Different, however, would be the case in which one were dealing with homosexual tendencies that were only the expression of a transitory problem. For example, that of an adolescent not yet superseded. Nevertheless, such tendencies must be clearly overcome at least 3 years before ordination to the diaconate. So it's saying, you know, maybe there's a person out there who's a little confused. They maybe struggled a little bit with this, but it's not something deep-seated. Okay, they're not excluded from seminary. But the ones who have this problem that's very much deep-seated, that is something that would be an impediment to the inclusion in the seminary. So somebody who is just kind of in some kind of transitional way struggled with this. It's a temporary struggle, but it's not something deep-seated that has really taken root. Perhaps they could be, but that's an issue that they need to address 3 years prior to ordination to the diaconate. So again, Pope Francis has once again, in June, reiterated this point. Happy Pride Month, y'all, by the way. Pope Francis sends y'all a happy Pride Month with this message. So there's that. Now, as y'all are aware, right around the time that Pope Francis reiterated this position just a few weeks ago and dropped the F word that, again, rhymes with Bob Saget's last name, right at that time, conveniently, a 22-year-old who says he was rejected from seminary says that he emailed Pope Francis. And he says he got a written response back in the attachment from the email from Pope Francis telling him, hey, you know what? Go right ahead with your vocation. And it said that, you know, this is a person who was rejected because of homosexuality. Now, I don't know if he was rejected because of deep-seated tendencies or if he was just saying that, hey, I have some kind of, you know, temporary thing that I was struggling with, but I got over it and they just wrongly rejected me. Like, I don't know what was going on because we haven't seen the actual email. I'm going to cover that here in a moment because right at the time that all of this dropped with Pope Francis, conveniently, this guy comes out and says, yeah, Pope Francis said the exact opposite to me, conveniently, right? You'll notice that is generally what takes place. Anytime Pope Francis says something that reiterates the Church's position, somebody behind the scenes comes out and says something. We saw Vigano recently say, right at the same time, oh, guess what, guys? You know what? Pope Francis actually sexually abused some people back in the day. And he's just now telling us about this in light of all the problems associated with Vigano and his apparently sheltering Cardinal McCarrick when he was nuncio have a video on it that I just did last week. You can check it out. I'll put it in the show notes. But all this stuff conveniently comes out as soon as Pope Francis says something that reiterates the church position. There's always people in the background who come out and say, no, actually, Pope Francis said the opposite, or he did the opposite, or he's just trying to fool you. But they give no evidence for their claims. So we're going to take a look at that situation here in just one moment. Again, I want to remind y'all, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, share this with people on social media. You know, let's see if we can reach people who likely will not encounter this information if you don't do your part by hitting that subscribe button. So that's what we are up against coming up next. All right, so I want to cover that situation where Pope Francis allegedly told a person who wants to enter seminary, who is struggling with same-sex attraction, go ahead, brother, go ahead and enter seminary. An odd situation that I'm going to point out some inconveniences for people who have promoted this story. This story you can see in CNA, among others, on June 4th. Pope Francis tells gay man rejected from seminary to go ahead with your vocation. It says Pope Francis has reportedly encouraged a 22-year-old gay man to continue to pursue a vocation to the priesthood after he was not accepted into a Catholic seminary. First of all, I need more details. Is this a person who, as the document was saying, has a deep-seated tendency, or is this a person who just has a transitory problem? If it's a person who has a transitory problem, they can go ahead as long as they've dealt with this issue 3 years prior to their ordination to the diaconate. If it's a person with deep-seated homosexual tendencies, they cannot be admitted into seminary. You'll notice all of the reports ignore that distinction. So even if this were true, which I'm going to show you some things that would indicate it's probably not, but even if this were true, it could be that Pope Francis is referring to the people we're struggling with that transitory problem, not the deep-seated homosexual tendency. But be that as it may, according to the Italian newspaper Il Messaggero, the Pope responded to an email from Lorenzo Michele Noe Caruso telling him to go ahead with his vocation just days after the Vatican issued an apology for the pontiff's use of a slur in reference to seminarians who identify as gay. The Pope's handwritten note was sent June 1st as an email attachment, according to news reports. It condemned clericalism and worldliness and said, Jesus calls all. Well, he certainly calls all to the church. Jesus doesn't call all to ministry, right? I mean, that's clearly the case. According to Il Messaggero, Pope Francis told the 22-year-old that some people think of the church as a customs house and this is terrible. The church should be open to everyone. Brother, go ahead with your vocation. Now, I said, okay, well, all the sources that I've read from this are pointing me to this place. This place is evidently the one that broke the news and is making the initial claim. So they're all relying on Il Messaggero. So I go to Il Messaggero. And I try to see, okay, is there evidence for any of this? Or are they just saying this allegedly took place? Like, what's going on? Well, you'll note when you go here, this is evidently the guy that Pope Francis allegedly wrote to. Pope Francis, he says that he wrote to Pope Francis via email. Pope Francis doesn't use phones or check emails, so obviously he wouldn't be the one initially checking it. But I suspect that maybe somebody got an email and they could then present it to the Pope. But Pope Francis then allegedly wrote back with a handwritten letter telling him, hey, yeah, go forward. And that's in the email attachments. Well, conveniently, when you go to the report, there's no evidence for that. None. And it's clear that the person did this in light of Pope Francis's comments saying they can't be admitted in the seminary. And again, there's no discussion about the distinction between those with a deep-seated homosexual tendency or those with a transitory problem. Is this kid just struggling with a transitory problem? And the seminary told him no. And Pope Francis is saying, actually, go ahead. It's okay because that's just a transitory problem and not a deep-seated tendency. I don't know, because that's not really given to us in any kind of detail. And we're not shown that this ever occurred. So here, let me play this game with you. Let me do that. I wrote to Pope Francis an email about an hour ago, and Pope Francis wrote back to me in a handwritten letter and told me that all of this was made up. There you go. I'm not going to show you the email, but you know, you heard it here. You see, we can play this little game. I need to see actual evidence of what he said, why he said it, in what context, and if he actually said it, because I have over four other occasions where Pope Francis has said the exact opposite. Four other occasions that you can verify up against something that you can't verify. You tell me which one is true. I think we know what the truth is, which is why when I initially saw this story come out, I didn't believe it, because there was absolutely no backing to this. And of course, the Pope hasn't come out and said, oh yeah, I did write that letter, and you know, here's an explanation or something like that. None of that. So I'm not buying it. I think that this is yet another indication of a real infiltration in the church. You know what that infiltration really is? People who have infiltrated the church who have an agenda to undermine the magisterium of the Catholic Church. People who claim to be Catholic, but they have an agenda to undermine the church's magisterium. Whether they're on the far right or far left, they have an intention to undermine the magisterium. They are dissenters, whether from either perspective. We have been infiltrated by them. They are here in the church, and they're doing everything they can to dissent against the church and undermine it. And whenever the church comes out and says something, very clearly, they try to do their work and behind the scenes and say, actually, no, Pope Francis allegedly said this. An anonymous cardinal allegedly said that. And they do their little stuff and play their games and put their spin on situations. And you know what? There's a lot of people out there who will buy into it. But I'm not buying it, and I sure hope that y'all aren't either. And if you're new to this discussion and you're not really aware that people are doing that, look, I have a whole playlist for you right here on the channel. It's called the Catholic Controversies Playlist. If you just go right here to the channel, at the very top of the channel, you'll see playlists. Click on it. Click on Catholic Controversies, and I cover and document numerous instances where the church teaches one thing and Pope Francis will teach one thing in his magisterium, and somebody else will come out and spread fake news, and people will buy into the fake news and ignore what the magisterium has actually said or what the Pope in his magisterium has actually said. So there has been at this point a very documented history of this taking place throughout this entire pontificate. Really, it doesn't begin with this pontificate, but it's especially prevalent during this pontificate. So be aware that there are going to be people, as soon as the Pope says something that is right, as soon as he reiterates the church position, there will be people out there who will try to say, oh, no, that didn't really happen. He actually said this. And you'll notice they never come with receipts. They never do what I just did with you. What I just did with you is I show you what he has actually said. I show you what the Dicastery has said, what the 2005 document has said. I show that to you. But these other people who say other things, they won't show you anything. What does that say about them? Well, everybody hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, share this with other people that you know come across this stuff and might be confused and might have the wrong understanding. Again, a whole playlist available to you to send to them, the Catholic Controversy playlist. Check it out. All right, that's going to do it, y'all. See you later. God bless.
Have you ever heard someone say that Pope Francis denied the existence of hell, or Pope Francis worshipped an idol in the Vatican Gardens? There are many claims that have been made about Pope Francis for over a decade, and many of them are inaccurate. I've set the record straight in my free ebook called Top 10 Lies About Pope Francis Exposed. Get your free copy today by visiting reason.podia.com.